Like landlords in rough neighborhoods, housing and urban development IT officials struggle to upgrade their legacy IT systems. One reason is poor planning of both requirements and expected costs for the so-called new core project. Even after transitioning four systems to shared services, HUD still doesn't have what it needs. All this is documented in the latest study from the Government Accountability Office. Joining me with more, Valerie Melvin, Director of Information Management and Technology Resource Issues at GAO. Ms. Melvin, great to have you back.
Thank you.
So you looked at HUD. They've been working at this for some time now, correct? This new core system.
They have. They started working on this in 2013. So far, a three-year effort that they've been undertaking, basically a multi-phased, multi-release program that was intended to deliver a modernized, integrated financial management system. I think the perspective to share on that is that, you know, HUD spends nearly $45 billion annually on its housing programs, and it has to manage and report on the spending, and it relies on IT systems to support the financial management, many of them now, however, being very outdated and, as a result, costly to maintain.
And HUD congealed as a department, I guess it was in the 1970s, so the systems they're using in some cases date back that far.
Yeah, approximately 60% of the systems that we noted in our report were deployed before 2001, so we're talking, you know, well over 15 years or so.
And some of those might even be recompiles of programs that predate that time.
That's correct. And they, in fact, have been working. Our report also notes that, you know, there's a long history of them trying to actually improve their financial management systems dating back to 2001. We've seen them undertake, with Nucor, about three major initiatives over that time to try to improve the capabilities of their systems.
And is Nucor, the purpose of it, is that to get them to shared services that other agencies offer for financial management?
The real purpose, actually, is to modernize because of just what we were talking about, the fact that their systems are outdated, they're becoming more costly to maintain. What the shared service capability did, this was an opportunity for them, and it's one that is encouraged by OMB for federal agencies to try to look for more cost-efficient means, if you will, of obtaining the capabilities that they need. And in this case, it would mean relying on one or more other organizations or federal agencies that might have IT systems that could be used or consumed by HUD and other agencies.
And so they found four so far of the 14 capabilities that they hope to get. Four of them could be offered through shared services.
Yes. They, when they started the Nucor initiative, the intent was that they would actually replace 14 financial management system capabilities, or implement, I should say, 14 financial management system capabilities. As they proceeded with this, they entered into an agreement with the federally approved shared service provider, in this case through the Department of Treasury, to implement four of those capabilities.
But what you found is that those four capabilities, or at least the four shared services, don't truly meet HUD's needs at this point.
They did provide some capabilities to HUD. There were a number of things that they did get from those services that HUD has said did allow them to get better data quality, improved management funds control processes. But overall, what we found across those four, which were travel and relocation, time and attendance, cost accounting, and procurement, we found that there were limitations within each of the areas that they did try to implement.
That seems a little surprising because those are basic administrative issues that shouldn't vary from agency to agency, whereas the housing costs, they have this multi-layer system with state agencies and county and even municipal agencies.
You would want that not to be the case. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with trying to get capabilities implemented, even through a shared service provider, one of the things we found, you know, you have to have effective management and governance of those initiatives that you're undertaking, regardless of whether you're developing them yourself or you're relying on the capabilities of another entity, in this case, the shared service provider. Key to that is making sure that you understand what you're going to try to implement, what your requirements and needs are, and that you've got a clear plan for actually getting to those capabilities.
So the failure here then is, or the shortfall, let's say, is not really technical, but in the planning of this transition?
What we focused on and what we found to be the case significantly here was that they had ineffective management and governance. There were weaknesses that jeopardized their efforts overall relative to their ability to define what it is that they were trying to do across this entire initiative. HUD focused on the immediate needs related to the four capabilities that they did ultimately get implemented, but they did not have a description, if you will, of their overall operations for how they really wanted to carry out this project, how they wanted to move forward across the entire initiative to make sure that they would get all the capabilities that they needed in place when they needed them.
And where does that responsibility lie ultimately, the CIO, or is it higher up the chain?
It's a combination. I mean, in this case, you're talking about financial management systems, so you have to look at the business side as well as the IT side. You're talking about the CIO. You're talking about the chief financial officer also, and any other relevant stakeholders that would have a role in making sure that the agency is able to, you know, manage its finances and report on those finances. So collectively, there's a need for those organizations to be able to talk and share information relative to what the agency's needs are with regards to its financial management capabilities, and then to make sure that the requirements are fully defined, they're effectively managed, and that a program is in place to ensure that they've got a concept of operations that allows them to know what they're trying to achieve, in what time frame, who the particular players are going to be that need to be involved, I should say, in making that happen, and then how they're going to go about doing that. There's a scope, schedule, cost aspect to this that's extremely important in terms of having comprehensive plans for those areas and making sure you have reliable data and you have a clearly thought out and comprehensive plan.
We're speaking with Valerie Melvin, Director of Information Management and Technology Resources Issues at the GAO. And what about the shared services providers in cases like this? Shouldn't they say, hey, you really need to bring your whole team over here before we start selling you this stuff, especially when it's another federal agency? I would almost expect Treasury to say, wait a minute, we don't think you're ready yet here.
I think there are obligations on both parts. I think one of the things that's important to know with regard to HUD, it's the first cabinet-level agency to really step out to try to use shared service capability for its financial management functions. So there is a need. I think there's a learning process that's been ongoing with them. Certainly, you want to have all the players at the table in a very comprehensive way. So there is a need for the shared service provider to be at the table, clearly conveying what it's able to provide in the way of services relative to what the agency needs. I think what we found in this case is that in many instances, because requirements weren't clearly defined, because there wasn't a clear definition in many respects of what it was that they were trying to achieve, because there were changes, if you will, in terms of some of the decisions that were being made about the scope of the project, how it would be implemented relative to the phases that they were undertaking, there were gaps in the overall management and oversight of the initiative.
And what about the 10 remaining functionalities for financial management that they have not gotten to new core yet?
They've said that they're going to, that they have are putting in place plans for at least 5 of those 10 remaining capabilities, and that they would be also looking again at the other 5 remaining capabilities. I think what we saw in some instances is that they plan to continue using existing capabilities until they get there. A part of our concern is that they do have an overall plan or strategy, if you will, for how they're going to handle comprehensively the needs that they have to replace or to address with their overall modernization efforts.
And does Agile play any part of this? It would seem that would be a good case for doing a little bit at a time to making sure it all works for the people that have to live with it.
Yeah, well, they are taking a phased approach to doing this, which is why you saw them releasing the first 4 capabilities over specific years between 2013 and 2016. One of the points I would make about Agile, however, is that regardless of whether it's Agile or any other type of approach, you still have to have disciplined and rigorous management processes in place. It does not exclude the need to, oversee it, to have effective definition of what you're trying to do, and then to have the management controls in place to make sure that that's carried out.
Valerie Melvin is Director of Information Management and Technology Resources Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You can read her report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.